Please. Brunch Czar. The Brunch Czar will now field questions about brunch, the greatest meal of the world.
I don't think you've ever fielded this question in your history.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
A brand new brunch question?
Yeah.
All right. For those who don't know, by the way, I am an outspoken advocate for brunch.
I think most of us all love brunch.
We all do love brunch. I think it's a fine, not even a meal, but a lifestyle, a way of living. It's something that's communal. I have rules, though, for the brunch that make me the brunch czar. You don't have to adhere to them. You can say, screw you, brunch czar. I'm going off on my own. But I have conditions. For example, if you're eating it at home, it's not a brunch. A brunch must be eaten at a restaurant.
That seems wrong.
It is. He's wrong on that
one.
Yeah,
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Right, there's no brunch at home.
You can take your brunch to go, and it's still a brunch.
Nope, not a brunch. So you must have alcohol available. You don't have to have a mimosa or a Bloody Mary at brunch, but you have to have the option of having that.
It's on the menu.
Right. If you don't have the option for alcohol, then you don't have a brunch. And a meal is not brunch just because you're eating it between breakfast and lunch. That's asinine. So, Seth.
I need your ruling today.
The ruling as a brunch czar.
And I actually need your ruling to go in my favor.
Oh, well, I mean, you know I like you.
I know.
Okay.
I have told members of my family that I do have the brunch czar in my pocket.
Okay.
But maybe you can be impartial. We'll see.
No, I probably can't be impartial, but if you want me to be impartial, I'll be impartial.
Here's the brunch czar scenario. This was thrown my way last night. My dad.
Right, hold on one second. Let me get some Russian music. I feel more czar-like.
Russian?
Yeah, well, czar.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay. My dad is turning 70 on Sunday.
Happy birthday to your father.
Which is awesome. I never thought my dad would be 70.
Great. Congratulations.
So we're going out to brunch for my dad's birthday. I think we're going to Jackson's.
Ooh, nice spot for brunch. I've never been, but I was there in that room when you got married.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a buffet, I believe. So my brother told me last night that my mom wants us to write a toast for my dad. Hmm. And then get up and toast him at brunch. But here are my issues.
Okay. By the way, initially, the brunch czar does not like this, but go ahead.
I don't know why we have to get up and cause a scene. I don't think you should be doing any toast at a brunch.
Correct.
Nobody in my family drinks, so you're going to be toasting with orange juice, with water. The other thing is, I don't think you should toast when you're in the middle of a restaurant, especially a buffet. There's a lot of traffic. Why bring all that attention? If you're in a private room, toast all day, all night.
Right.
But I don't think you should have to get up and cause a whole scene for the restaurant to do a toast. If I want to write my dad some words, then I can do that and I can give him a card.
Is your mom listening right now?
I don't know.
I would like to hear her side of the story.
Why? That's this whole side.
Well, I mean, I'm getting your side.
That's the only side that matters. My mom wants us to write a toast for my dad.
You ever be a part of Toastmakers? You seem like you might have done Toastmakers. Did you do Toastmakers?
Toastmakers? Yeah. Nah, didn't do it.
Me either. Everybody's always said you should do Toastmakers. You ever hear of Toastmakers before?
I have not.
It's a group of guys who get around and they put bread in toast. No, they learn how to speak and...
It's a public speaking type of thing.
It always remind me of the Promise Keepers.
Used
they
to
freak
be a
me out.
Real big deal.
Yeah, Toastmasters.
Yeah, Toastmasters. Yeah.
Okay, so your mom... Now, she has not booked a private room at Jackson's. This is in the middle of Jackson's, a very popular South Tampa Harbor Island spot for brunch.
That is correct. I mean, don't you feel like to make a toast, there should be alcohol involved? Do you feel like toast should be made at brunch out there in the open?
No, not in a public forum like that. I believe, the brunch czar believes, that the toast should take place in a private room, if at all.
Yes.
That someone should have a bubbly. You can't have a group of teetotalers, and it is going to disrupt the ingress and egress of brunchers trying to get to and fro the buffet.
I feel like a toast, if you decide on your own you want to do a toast, that's okay, but I feel like we're being forced to toast, and I don't feel like that's the way to toast.
Had the toast taken place at the brunch and we were talking about this after the fact, I might be able to give your mom a pass without docking her a mimosa. However, the planning and the forethought that is going into this makes it unacceptable in brunch land. I'm sorry, but the brunch czar, barring hearing from Mama Kush on this one.
She's getting a pedicure right now, but my brother...
She's getting ready to give your dad a special treat for his 70th birthday.
Hey,
like mother, like son.
John, can you call my mother, please?
She's getting those tootsies all dolled up?
Don't bring that up, man.
So your dad's into that too, huh?
My dad's not into anything!
Well, your mom's getting a pedicure for her 70th birthday.
John, can you call my mom when you get a chance?
Here's the thing.
You need the number, John?
Your dad only turned 70 once.
That's true.
Yep, and so he's 69 now, right?
Unfortunately, he is.
How long would it take for this toast?
You mean if I have my way or if my mom has her way?
If your mom has her way.
2.5 hours.
Oh.
It'll be, let's cause a scene, let's have everybody in the restaurant gather around and then start honoring my dad.
Oh, okay.
I think that's how my mom would want it. If I had it my way, I just don't know what, I don't know why I have to get up and say all these words in front of a bunch of weirdos. I don't know. My mom invited all her friends. It's going to be, I just want to write my dad a note. My dad's a note guy. He taught me how to write notes. He would never tell me how he felt. He would always write me long notes.
Same with my dad. Like, we communicate way better in writing than we do verbally. So
I just feel like a toast should be something that you want to do at the, you know, very spontaneous. And this is a forced, planned toast.
Yeah. A toast should definitely be of the spontaneous variety.
It went straight to voicemail, but I'm going to try her again.
Okay.
I mean, she's getting the feet all ready for Daddy Kush, though.
Please. Don't say that anymore.
I mean, that's
don't
why.
And don't say any of that stuff when you get my mom on the air.
I sure won't.
Come on, man. So what's the ruling?
Well, I got to hear from your mom.
There's
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
I need the brunch czar to side with me.
The brunch czar is leaning towards your side, Seth.
Okay. Now, what if this was not a buffet? Would you change your mind?
Yeah. It would be a little different. Like if you were to do it at Flamestone, just picking a place that doesn't have a buffet. It'd be a little different, but still pretty much the same thing.
How many people at the table?
I've heard from my brother, which is, this is insane, that 30 people are going to be there.
Oh, wait
which
a minute.
My dad hasn't even talked to 30 people in his whole life.
I have to say, with the number, I was thinking a group of 6 to 10.
No. My mom is invited everybody.
No, this is going to be a spectacle. No toast.
Okay, thank you.
No toast.
Because how does that, at the whole table, how do people even hear you?
Oh, it's going to be a spectacle. Yeah. You got to speak loud enough for 30 people.
Right. The following toasts are acceptable for brunch. Wheat, white, rye, sourdough, and pumpernickel. The following toasts are unacceptable for brunch. Toast.
Okay.
727-579-1025. Now, as fate would have it, people are calling the brunch czar with brunch issues of their own, which if we had planned this to happen, it wouldn't have happened. However, we are big on accidental stuff here on Drew Garabo Live. Mike, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. The brunch czar is here to help.
Hey, need a ruling. So every Christmas, we do a big spread, a brunch. We lay out all kinds of food, pastries, lox and bagels, the egg bake.
I'm sorry, are you doing this in a restaurant or are you doing this at home?
We do this at home.
Okay, so you're not having a brunch, you're having a spread. You just said it yourself. You have a spread, but you do not have a brunch.
But we call it our Christmas brunch, and we invite friends and family over.
My man, I could call myself Michael Jordan. That doesn't mean that I can take off from the free throw line with my tongue wagging and dunk on the 10-foot rim. You know what I'm saying?
So brunch can only happen in a restaurant, according to the czar.
Yeah, you're not brunching at home. You're having people over.
What if you have all the foods that would be at a traditional brunch?
You're not having Benedict, are you?
Yeah.
Yes, we do. We do Benedicts. We do an egg bake, lox and bagels. We have a pastry table.
Oh, wait, hold on. Lox, bagels, and what else? Like, what accoutrements do you have with the lox and bagels to make it a true brunch?
Chopped eggs, diced red onion, capers.
Oh, man. He's got me.
He's doing it, man.
Tomato? You got some tomato?
We have some sliced tomato.
Any charcuterie?
Oh, I love some charcuterie.
We do have charcuterie, man. Oh. We've got all kinds of different dried and smoked sausages. It's a pretty elaborate deal.
Okay. Okay. Normally, the brunch czar would rule against you and say that, I'm sorry, if it's at home, it's not a brunch. Because most people, they want to throw a waffle in the toaster and call that a brunch.
Yeah, they half-ass it.
Because they got a Milwaukee's best with it. But in your case, the elaborate planning and execution of your meal, sir, the brunch czar will not only offer you a dispensation, but the brunch czar is going to give you 3 bonus mimosas and a Bellini to enjoy at your holiday brunch spectacular. And the brunch czar hopes that he will be saved a seat at the table.
I love a Bellini.
Oh, bless you, bless you. We even created special cocktails this last year for our Christmas brunch. We did one. It was basically a cranberry Moscow Mule.
Oh.
We did a Kahlua vanilla vanilla vodka.
Don't talk me out of this. You got it. You're a bruncher, dude. You're a home bruncher. You are the official home bruncher in the LOD. Thank you, and have a great afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's some brunch. Is that Mama Kush on line 5, John? Thank you.
It is. John had to call 3 numbers to get my mom. Very hard to get to
today.
Look,
I mean, she's got stuff to do. She's planning the 70th birthday of your dad.
Yeah, well, I think the buffet plans it all.
Oh. Well, I mean, she's got to organize the people and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
She's doing the legwork is what I'm saying, and she's got to make sure those feet look nice, and that's why she's getting... Are you getting a pedicure right now, Mama Kush?
I am with my boys.
Oh, look. Are your boys getting pedicures also?
They are. Should I take a picture and send it to you?
That is so cute. You definitely should. Please do. Now, are you getting a pedicure just so your feet look good, or are you getting them so they'll feel good for Papa Kush?
Oh, I'm getting them for so they feel good for Papa Kush.
That's what I wanted to hear. So, okay, what we have here is a situation in which you wish to have a brunch for around 20 to 30 people at Jackson's, a very hot spot in the Harbor Island area, and you would like for a toast to take place in this restaurant. Your son Seth takes issue with the toast, saying that it's going to cause somewhat of a, what would you say, Seth?
I think it would cause a scene. I feel like my dad would enjoy it more if I just kind of passed him a note.
Okay.
But Dad loves to write the notes.
So Seth has asked the brunch czar to rule on whether or not a toast is acceptable for brunch.
Mostly because there's not even alcohol involved with my family.
Well, do you think that anyone, Mama Kush, at that table of 30 will be enjoying a Bellini, Mimosa, or Bloody Mary?
Yes, because the first one is on me.
Oh, my God. So it'll be 28 people drinking, and then Seth not. Okay, so this is important information now. So when we go to salute 70 years of Mr. Kushner, most people will be holding up an alcoholic beverage paid for by Mama Kush.
Correct.
Well, if that just doesn't throw a wrinkle into this pair of trousers.
Well, why don't those people get up and speak? Since my mom's buying them liquor.
Whoa. Who is going to be the toast master, Mama Kush? Who will be the one celebrating? Will it be a number of people speaking, or will there be one person tasked with toasting Papa Kush?
The only people that will be doing that will be the 3 sons.
See, Huey, Dewey, and Louie will be the only 3. So you're just trying, Seth. The brunch czar can see right through your transparent attempt. You're just worried because you don't want to stand up and toast your dad. Your brothers have no problem with this. Your mom has no problem with this. Papa Kush certainly has no problem. You're just trying to shirk your toasting responsibilities.
I brought this to you because I need a brunch czar ruling.
No, you brought this to me because you thought I would blindly take your side of it as opposed to listening to what your mom had to say. And I have to say, this went sideways on you, my friend.
What has my mom said that would change your mind? It's still a public toast causing a scene in the middle of a buffet.
You say causing a scene. I say celebrating 70 years of your dad.
Everybody's sitting down or they're going to get their next 10 items at the buffet, and then there's a bunch of idiots standing up saluting my father.
Well, I don't know that your entire family group would be idiots, but Mama Kush, do you think that in the toasting process that you could still allow the passersby to accumulate their brunch items at the brunch table at Jackson's?
Well, who do you mean by the passerby?
Well, like people at surrounding tables. You wouldn't block them. Like when we're doing this toast, we wouldn't be blocking the aisles and preventing them from getting their food.
Oh, no. The toast will take place at the table before anyone even gets their food.
Okay. All right. Very interesting.
And his younger brother has already written a very heartfelt poem to his father.
Oh, you got
to
top
that. Man, so the pressure is on you, Seth.
Hold on. Dad's not listening, is he, Mom?
I hope not, because this is a surprise.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's a surprise.
Here's what my brother did, and my brother Brett is an absolute comedy legend.
Your brother is a legend of comedy.
My brother finds poems online and then acts like they're his own, so he sent it to me today. And the poem is, "For my father, my friend, this to me you have always been. Through the good times and the bad, your understanding I have had. A gentleman at heart, this sets you apart from the others I've seen. You mean so much to me. The laughter we've shared cannot be compared. The tears I have shed as you lovingly nodded your head." So my brother ripped a poem, and we're going to read it to my dad like we wrote it just for him.
My God, that's pretty fantastic. That is exceptional.
Like, we could just put that on a card, though. We don't have to cause a whole scene.
Right. I'm sorry, Seth. I you know I love you. You know that that normally I'm prone to agree with you. But in this case, the brunch czar is going to have to rule with Mama Kush that this is a momentous occasion. Not very many people make it to 70. Which is has he celebrated his birthday yet, Mama Kush?
No, it's Tuesday.
So how old is he? How old is he today?
He's 69.
That's right. So yes.
You know what? You know what, Drew? So happy that you sided with me.
Well, now quid pro quo, Mama Kush. I could use a little advice if you don't mind. And I should have taken
sure.
I should take this off the air, but I don't know if my mom's listening or not. Well, relations have kind of been frayed between my mom and myself since the death of my cat.
Yes, I heard that. Okay.
Since you yelled at your mom on the air.
Well, I did yell. I did have an outburst because while I was doing the show, my mom texted me and said, it's time. Like, it's time to put your cat down. And I'm sure, Mama Kush, as a mom, you could see yourself probably sending a poorly timed text like that yourself. And when one is struggling with the right thing to do and is very emotionally fraught with peril and tragedy, not knowing quite what to do, and then a mom sends a poorly timed text saying that it's time right when that son is on the radio, not that I'm trying to excuse my reaction, but you could understand why I would react strongly, right?
I agree. I think it was an emotional time, but I think Mama Garabo definitely meant well.
I don't think she did, but I appreciate that. I think she meant to tell me what to do, but maybe she meant well, maybe she didn't. However,
You're talking to my mom who would do the exact same thing to me.
That's what I said. She might do the same thing, but she can understand where I might be upset and where my mom might be upset. So then afterwards, Mama Kush, I sent my mom a text saying, I apologize for my strong reaction. It really is tough dealing with this. I know my cat and I know when blah, 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 blah. Rather than apologize herself and rather than take any accountability for what happened, my mom sends me the very brief yet very, very impactful message that says, didn't mean to seem insensitive. That's it. And then there's been no contact since. So I don't know what to do at this point. I've talked to my dad. I've talked to my sister. My mom's obviously still pissed off about it. I'm not pissed off about it, but I just want it to be done. I want it to be over with, you know? Like, I apologize. Maybe I feel like I was owed an apology too, or at least some contrition, but I didn't get it. No big deal. But relations since have been frosty. What do I do?
Okay, well, I would just give it a little bit more time, and I think that she'll come around.
Okay, just give it some time. Don't reach back out. Don't do it. Just give it a little bit of time.
Yeah, well, you can reach out and just say hi, Mom, and thinking about you. And
I don't want to.
But
do
I think that okay, but it's okay. Just give it time. I think that she meant well and didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
I don't think she meant to hurt my feelings. I think if she took a second to think, she would have realized this is probably bad timing and it's going to hit him at a bad time. But whatever, she didn't.
Yeah.
Not the end of the world. Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And
she still loves you.
I know. I'm not saying she doesn't. It's a weird situation. So listen, thank you for your feedback. I hope that the birthday celebration goes great.
It's my mom's birthday in a week.
Well, happy early 52nd to you, Mama Kush. That's awesome.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And if you have some time, maybe you could help Seth pull something together to recognize his dad.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I love dad.
How does your husband feel about limericks? Because that's really I'm good at two things when it comes to writing. I'm good at haiku and I'm good at limericks. And I'd love to
anything you do, he'll like.
Okay, perfect. I get the perfect limerick in mind. Thank you very much, Mama Kush. Have a great pedicure, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, I love you, honey.
I love you too, Mom.
Sweetie. There once was a dude named Dave who loved the smell of his wife's love cave. He would say with a chortle, "My, I hate that Blake Bortles." And he put his money in the bank to save. You're welcome.
Okay.
You're welcome. Not many people could come up with a limerick involving Blake Bortles.
I'll send that tape right to my father. I hate the Brunsar, by the way.
What?
We got to get a new Brunsar.
Just because he didn't rule your way doesn't mean he's not fair and balanced.
Do we vote for a new Brunsar, or do we have to wait for you to die?
Whoa.
Well, I'm just seeing how does that work? Sorry.
Kenny, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
You have no answers.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Drew, well, Brunch Czar.
Yes.
I just had a question for you.
Hold on one second. Sorry. Hold on. You said Brunch Czar. Hold on.
Brunch Czar.
Go ahead.
As far as the assortment of food that are offered, is there a cutoff point where, hey, nope, that's definitely lunch. That's more of a dinner thing. Like, besides the typical breakfast fare of quiche and things like that, what about a light salad?
Listen, you can. Here's what you're going to see at brunches. You'll see your breakfast items, your egg bakes, your French toast, your waffles, your pancakes, your Benedicts, but you'll also see carving stations, flatbreads. Just because there are dinner items available or lunch items available does not prevent it from being a brunch. It's still a brunch if you see tons of things.
Now, but is there a cutoff point? Like, I would be a larger fan of something like, you know, an antipasto or creating, like, you know how you go by, like, the cold cut tray and you make your own little sandwiches, but I wouldn't want to sit down and have a plate of chicken parmesan. Because that would be more like a dinner versus like a lighter thing, lighter fare.
You can have two or three options for dinner, like a chicken parmesan, a meatloaf, something like that, but not an overwhelming amount. But yes, antipasto is fine. You make your own sandwiches. Chicken parm by itself, sure, but just don't give me a whole dinner menu. Otherwise, no longer a brunch.
All right, well, thank you very much.
That's what the Brunch Czar is here for, my good man. Look at all the Brunch Czar people. What's up, David?
Hey, I got a rule with Seth on this one. Unless it's in a private room,
thank you.
You're gonna be. I'm sorry, Brunch Czar.
No, I'm sorry, David. What is your title?
News Czar.
No, News Czar.
He's the new era Czar.
No, yeah, I'm sorry. There is no News Czar. There is only me. There is no Dana. Only Zool.
The temporary Czar. Well, you're opening up yourself to hecklers from the crowd. You know
that is true. You know. He is right. You are indeed opening yourself up to the heckling of others because they. You know,
they ain't telling them to mind their own business.
That's what your mom will do.
Yeah.
But you are opening yourself up to the public chiming
in. David's right, and that's why we will not do a public toast.
I see a public toast happening. But thank you very much. Would you like me to write a haiku for your dad?
Sure.
Dave is 70. Man, that is a long ass time to be alive. Dave.
I agree with you, Seth,
Thank
by the
you.
Way. And not that my opinion matters.
No,
but
it does.
My mom tries to get me to give a toast at every major holiday event, even if it's just us. And I just feel like that should be something that you decide on your own.
Is that because you're in radio now?
You're the guy that talks.
I don't know. I mean, I've kind of been like that my whole life, just the guy that talks. So I think, but I've come to a point where I put my foot down and I'm just not comfortable doing that.
Good. I wish I could do that. But unfortunately, I have a Jewish mother. So I have to do what she says.
Did you hear her? She's getting her feet all ready for your dad?
No, I didn't.
She said it at the beginning of the call.
Father like son?
Yep.
What?
He said like father like
my
son.
My dad's... Oh, man, come, please, man.
He's a foot man.
I've never talked to my dad about sex before.
You're not talking about sex. You're talking about foot sex.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's probably the same thing.
Except the difference is your dad will have foot sex in a moving vehicle. Tow truck. You hear him laugh?
You're hired, dude.
727-579-1025 800-771-1025 Ian, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How you doing, Ian?
Not too bad, Mr. Garabo. How you doing today?
Quite well, thank you. Do you have something for the Brunch Czar or nah?
No, I just wanted to side with Seth. You know, my brother got married and they tried to make me do a toast as the best man.
Yeah, that's your job. By the way, just so you know, my man.
That's traditional.
That is your job. If you are the best man, it is your duty to give a toast to the guy who's going to get wed.
Yeah, but if you have no idea who the girl is, why are you going to make a speech?
You don't have to make a speech about her. You have to make a speech about him. You're not her best man. You're his best man.
Yeah, but at this point, I should have saved him because they got divorced 2 years later.
That has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, you didn't know that was going to happen.
You support him on a special day.
No. We knew it. We knew it. We knew it from day one.
They didn't know nothing.
No, jack crap, dude.
What, you bang her?
No, hell no.
Oh, well, then you
might be an interesting toast. Yeah. Here's to your new bride and her tight vagina. Well, okay. Yeah.
Whoa, that's...
Sorry.
Thank you for siding with me, Ian. I agree with you.
I do, Seth. Don't let anybody force you into anything you don't want to do.
I won't.
That's what the Brunch Czar is here for.
Talk to my mom for me, please.
One more. 727-579-1025. What's up, Zach the Lego Maniac? Remember Zach the Lego Maniac?
No.
Me either.
I know Zach Morris.
Hey, Zach.
Hey, what's going on?
You tell me. You called. Which word didn't you get? I'm sorry. I'll do that again. You said, what's going on? I said, you tell me. You called.
Listen, every time
I've had a birthday or like some kind of Christmas, my parents want to do presents.
How dare they? What a bunch of inconsiderate losers. They want to do presents for your birthday. God, I hope they die.
But at like a public restaurant, and it's kind of embarrassing.
The display of love in public is embarrassing for you? I mean, suck it up, Cupcake. They love you.
God, kill me now, Drew.
Okay, well.
Man, nobody's asking you to take your shirt off. You're just honoring your father.
Now, my parents did have the birthday singers come around when I was a little bit...
That's a spectacle.
See, I put that in the same category as a public toast.
Same ballpark.
No, that one's from strangers and one's from
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point, SBK.
Hey, we got a birthday out here.
That's embarrassing. That's the worst ever.
I don't like opening presents in public.
I don't either. I don't think it should be done.
My mom will do a thing, man. She's famous for this. We'll go somewhere, probably to Jackson. She'll bring in a whole cake. Like, they don't have cake there. They don't have all the stuff on the buffet.
Right.
And then she'll ask them to put it in the refrigerator. And the waiter will stare at the cake, wondering why you brought a cake to a place that already has cake.
Right. 727-579-1025. What up, Frico Suave?
Seth, I agree with you on this, my man.
Thank God.
You're getting a lot of support, but unfortunately, the brunch jar is absolute.
But see, Seth, I have a plan for you. I'm not just going to offer you blind, agreement. Mm. When you go there and you get to Jax's, before anyone goes and sits down, go to the bartender and order an angel shot.
Touch them all.
Then they can escort you out.
You're the man, Frico Suave. That's a great call. Oh, go ahead.
Or... Seth, I have another plan. Oh, wow. Sorry, Drew. There's a homeless man fighting in the street right now next to my car.
That'll happen. Tampa.
Fighting who?
Himself.
Okay. Yeah, I gotta go, man.
Oh, all right. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
He meant there are two homeless people fighting, right?
Not just one.
You can't fight by yourself.
Sure you can. Look at Edward Norton in Fight Club. He's beating his own ass.
That's a great way to end a phone call. Hey, there's a homeless guy fighting in the street. Gotta go.